The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 5, Scene 13. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
Susie Hobbinstock from BroadwayWorld.com.
And I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
And we're going to talk about two plays today, and then we have a special interview following that. So first we're going to talk about The Revolutionists, tricky one there, which is a theater lab show down at the basement through March 21st. A playwright witnessing the French Revolution's reign of terror struggles to express her concerns and inspire activism through three additional women. Since this was an all-girl play, why don't we have our girl reviewer here start this off? Susie, you want to talk about it?
I think they just call them reviewers these days.
Yeah, the girl reviewer was knocked over by this. This was just a fantastic play. We haven't seen Lauren Gunderson's work in this town yet. She is the most produced living playwright in the U.S. for the last few years.
Wow.
And this was just smart, funny, heartfelt, deep, intellectual, everything going on with this, and extremely well realized, I thought.
As a boy reviewer, I did not like this. So it starts off, and it's just kind of glib and meta. They're playing with being women during the French Revolution. And then at the end, I felt they were trying to reach for these places that they'd not really earned, trying to reach for some emotional depth. And, you know, any sort of conversation about women's rights ends up just being couched in like, well, we should just, sisterhood, that's the way forward, sisterhood. I realized that, you know, Lauren Gunderson, she's trying to reinterpret the past to speak to the present,
right?
But I'm not sure what it's saying in either time. Jerry, what did you think?
I can see that, but I'll have to say, I thought the play did sometimes overstate the message. It kept coming back to these messages of empowerment, but I have to say the ensemble was incredible. I thought all four of the women did an amazing job. They really worked well together. I thought it had that power. Maggie Roop was wonderful. She was strong and assured in that leading role. Lydia Hines was a lovely assassin. Maggie Bavilac, of course, she's almost always funny, and she was simply delightful as kind of an oblivious and sweet Marie Antoinette, and Katrina Carol Lewis, who always is good on stage. I thought this was one of the best things I've seen her do. I thought she was funny. I thought she was very insightful. Her dramatic moments were very powerful. I thought it was a very strong show, like you, Susie. And I thought Chelsea Burke, who directed the show, she kept it moving. It was well staged. It was in the round, and people were right on it. She had to keep it moving so that nobody got blocked too long, and I think she did a very good job, and I think I agree with you, Susie, from what I infer that you said, that it got very emotional, and she captured that drama very effectively in Act Two.
Yeah, and I cannot agree enough. I saw your review about Katrina, and I thought she was amazing, the best I've ever seen her, and I've always seen her be good, so
that's saying a lot. So what did you think about the production, Rich, as opposed to the play itself?
I thought elements of it were very good. I thought Maggie and Katrina were both excellent. You know, Maggie and Lydia I thought were very good too, but it just left me completely cold. Like I didn't laugh very much. It had a few lines that I kind of giggled at.
I do want to mention that Ruth Hedberg did very interesting costumes. They definitely had a nod to historical, and they were kind of historical-ish, but they had some modern touches. And unfortunately, I didn't think that Daisha Gregg's set kind of kept up with that same level of coolness. I mean, it just looked kind of cheap wood with kind of that guillotine suggestion, but it didn't really have the same kind of beauty or interest as the costumes.
There were some nice furnishings, though.
They period? I don't know if they were period or not.
They had the suggestion of period, I think.
I think that's what they're both going for. And I would say also that Maggie's, you know, costume is Marie Antoinette. She's so done. Like, just this giant, you know, wedding cake of a costume.
Right.
And that in particular, like, really struck me.
Oh, absolutely. Michael Jarrett's lighting, Kelsey Cordry's sound design, they both were very effective. They added to the show, I thought.
I hated the lighting. It was in my eyes the whole time. It was really painful.
Well, you know, that's a problem with shows in the round in a small space like that. And as I was watching it, I noticed, well, you know, if they'd put the lights on the two sides where there were no audience, they could have cross-lit everything and probably not blinded us.
Yeah, I wasn't sure he wasn't trying to give some kind of message there, but man, I did not care for that.
Well, reign of terror via lighting.
So I think what we've got is two of us really liked it and one of us didn't.
I think so.
We've been talking about The Revolutionists, which is a theater lab production at the basement through March 21st. Now we're going to take a trip out to Hanover Tavern and talk about The 39 Steps, which is playing there until March 29th. This is a spoof of Alfred Hitchcock's classic thriller about a man who's falsely accused of murder and escapes across England to stop a spy ring. And being that Rich is the closest person in this group to 39, I thought you could start this one off.
So, yeah, it's a Hitchcock movie, which is great in its own right, that they've reinterpreted to be kind of a little bit of a screwball comedy, but it still retains a lot of the intrigue of the original. I thought this was an excellent staging of it. It's kind of Leslie Nielsen, like a Leslie Nielsen comedy meets a Hitchcock film. Alec Beard as the lead, this British guy who's kind of thrown into these crazy circumstances, great sort of like straight man, but you know, he has his own humorous bits. Irene Kuykendall as the woman and many other women in the show plays off of him well, and then the two clowns, Paul S. Major and Audra Honecker, excellent work comedically. What'd you guys think?
I have to partially agree. I thought Alec Beard, who's new on the scene here, I thought he made a nice protagonist, although he didn't have a lot of comedy to play with. Irene was elegant and stylish in all her roles. I thought she did a nice job. And Audra Honecker, who's always very funny, and I thought she had some funny moments in this. But the combination of her and Paul, it was more amusing and energetic than really funny. I only found a couple of times when I really thought they were funny, I thought they were trying really hard to be funny and quirky. They weren't bad, I just didn't think it was quite as zany and funny as it could have been.
Yeah, I gotta agree. I've seen this twice before. We saw the original New York production and saw it at Swift Creek in 2012. And I remember thinking it was very funny both of those times. This time it seemed very clever, but not really funny. I didn't really laugh more than once or twice.
Do you know why? Do you think?
No, I'm confused about why. I thought everybody did a good job, especially Irene Kuykendall. I thought she was terrific in all of her roles.
Yeah.
And Alec Beard seemed great. I did think Paul and Audra did a great job with the physical comedy that they were doing. And I don't know what was missing. It seemed very tightly directed by Nathaniel Shaw. And I've pondered and pondered what I thought was missing, and I haven't really come up with an answer.
So I'm the odd one out on both of these this
right
week.
Right,
this is the kind of show that in the wrong hands I would probably like hate, and physical comedy I'm really picky about, but this one did it for me. I really enjoyed it.
Well, then yeah, we have got opposites here. Yeah, I thought there was a lot of energy, like you said, and I thought it was sometimes entertaining, but it just didn't quite snap for me.
Well, obviously I am right and you guys are wrong.
Now you're just closer to 39.
There you go. And we have been talking about The 39 Steps, which is a Virginia Rep production at Hanover Tavern through March 29th. We're talking to two people who are involved with small mouth sounds. First of all, Lane Satterfield, who of course is a notable actor and director in town. Welcome, Lane.
Thank you, Jerry.
She's directing the show. And then Philip Davidson, who is not directly involved in theater. Tell us who you are and why you're here.
I'm a mindfulness teacher here in Richmond. I've been doing it for about 10 years, and it's become an essential core part of my life.
Lane, why don't you tell us how that fits into this show?
This show, Small Mouth Sounds by Bess Wahl, is about six people who go on a silent retreat in search of mindfulness and quieting their mind and dealing with past traumas. So we thought that it would be great to have a centered stage mindfulness series. So uh-huh. I reached out to people like the Inner Work Center, who led me to Philip. And of course, Philip and I have a long history together. So it was a really cool meeting of the minds. So for the Acts of Faith Festival, we're going to be doing six mindfulness series directly after the shows.
You mean kind of like a talk back, but not a talk back?
Correct.
What's great about the show is that it demonstrates why mindfulness matters.
Uh-huh.
Which is, we discover as we go through life that life is in fact hard. It's full of ups and downs. And as human beings, however hard it is, our tendency is to make it harder. And we can see that in the behavior of each of these characters in this show.
Pivoting to the show, Lane, let me ask you, so you said it's a silent retreat. Well, now this is a play, so there's got to be some, is this a mime show? Talk about the dialogue.
No, there is dialogue, and it's really more about the struggle to stay silent, but there's a teacher who leads the retreat, so she has quite a lot of lines, but it's all about the behaviors, which is why I really wanted to be involved, because behavior speaks volumes, as we know.
Now, I noticed, too, that the cast, there are, of course, some new faces. There's some very old, familiar faces in town. I shouldn't say old. There's some very familiar faces in town, and then some new actors in town. You've got an interesting cast of six.
Yes, we have a wonderful cast, and they are just being so generous of spirit and just diving in.
So, Philip, I'm assuming you're going to be running these six sessions after the show?
I'll be one of six different people.
Oh, I see.
Doing
okay.
And I'll be there on March 8th.
Okay, so each night is going to be a different, as I see here on the postcard, there's one feng shui, one on holistic health, meditation, sound therapy, all kind of different things. So each night, a specialist will be there to explain that process?
On six nights.
So what is it about the show that is going to make people want to come see it, other than maybe getting a free little lecture afterwards? What is it about it that makes it compelling?
This is a show that's all about human connection, and that is something that we all have in common. We all are trying to connect to ourselves, but also to the people and the ideas around us. And so it's a really, really beautiful story. It's very funny.
I was just going to say, it sounds awfully dull if it's going to be that serious, but yeah, there's comedy in it there.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious. Human beings' behaviors are funny, and these actors are hilarious, but they're also very soulful.
Now, I do notice that it does say on the postcard also contains nudity and adult content. Oh, boy.
Tasteful nudity. Jerry, tasteful nudity.
Oh, darn. Okay. But people need to be aware that there will be some nudity.
Yes, and there are some adult themes as well.
Oh, okay. Okay. Philip, have you seen rehearsals of the show?
I've not seen any rehearsals. I've read the play.
Okay. So you
have spent a little time reflecting on it.
I was going to ask you, how did you relate to it, and how does it relate to your mindfulness practice?
The essence of mindfulness is that it's about training the mind.
Right.
Most of us, through our educational experiences, are exposed to mind training in the form of taking in information and learning how to analyze it.
Right.
What we're not usually exposed to is how our minds work. And that's what mindfulness teaches us. And when we understand how our minds work, then we can be more skillful in managing our thoughts, our words, and our actions.
And how did you see the play this out, as it were?
What we see in the play is each person is bringing not only past experience, but in many cases, experience that we would call baggage.
Mm-hmm.
When we as human beings get caught up in and are controlled by our emotions, our fears, then we usually are not very skillful.
Right.
We're in a reactive mode. Mm-hmm. And mindfulness teaches us how to be aware in the moment of what's happening in our minds, what's happening with our emotions, so that we can use them as tools as opposed to being controlled by them.
And at the theater gym, we have such an intimate space, as you know, and we're really inviting the audience to experience the same memories, emotions, feelings that these characters have.
And I noticed you said there will not be seating once the show started. Is that because you've got people seated all around the space or something?
It's because we have actors entering in the space throughout the play.
Naked, of course.
Naked, absolutely naked. The audience has to be naked.
Perfect.
Nudity is optional.
Well, this has been terrific. It sounds like a very interesting show. Of course, we will be talking about it here on Curtain Call once it's opened. I have been talking today with Philip Davidson, who is going to be talking about mindfulness on one of the occasions, and Lane Satterfield, who is the director of the show. It is a co-production of Cadence Theater and Virginia Rep, and will be playing at the Virginia Rep Theater Gym from March 7th through March 29th. Thank you for coming in, guys.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.